Okay, today's daf is daf Yud Gimel. We are on Yud Beis Ma Beis. And again, if you ever need any Divrei Torah for Sukkos, we had a lot of Divrei Machshava yesterday. Today we're going to get back to halachas of Sukkah. But yesterday should hold us over until we get to daf Chavav, Chav Zayin or so, when we get back to the Mitzvah Yeshiva Pesukah and other Inyanim. Okay, but today we continue halachas of Schach. What you're allowed to use for Schach, what you're not allowed to use for Schach. As we had in the Mishnah on Daf Yud Aleph, there were three requirements for Schach. It has to be something that grew from the ground, it has to be detached from the ground, and it has to be Eino Mekabel Tumah. So we started off we ended off yesterday talking about different items that could be used, Sech Bechitzin, different arrow shafts. The end of the Gemara yesterday, we spoke about different flax at different stages of the processing, if it's just soaked, if it was also beaten, if it was combed. So now we have other items used for Schach or not. Amar Rav Yehuda, three lines from the bottom on Yud Beis and Mabeis. Amar Rav Yehuda, Hani Shushe V'Shvitzvri, Misachachin Behu. Rav Yehuda says that you're allowed to use Shushi V'Shvatzvri. Rashi explains these are Mine Yerakos. There are different kinds of herbs. Rashi even quotes one of his Rebbeim here. Rabbi Machir quotes that these are herbs that have wide leaves. They grow in forests. So you're allowed to use them, says Rabbi Yehuda. Obviously, if he says you're allowed to use them, it must be because they are not food. Because food is Mekabel Tumah. So therefore, you wouldn't be able to use them. But the Tanakhama must hold, Rav Yehuda must hold, that they are able to be used. So Rashi says exactly what I just said. They are not people's food. They are not edible for people, and therefore they are able to use for schach. The Meiri has a chiddush. The Meiri does not say like Rashi. The Meiri says, Miksas b'nei adam ochlem osam. Some people eat them. So the Meiri assumes that even if something is roi l'achilas adam, and some people eat it, but still it doesn't have a shem ochel. You can have something that's fit to be eaten a little bit, but still not have a shem ochel legabe ochel l'kabalas tumah. So that's the chiddush of the Meiri. But Rashi says, like Moshe showed him, that these are not edible. They're not edible, so therefore they're not called food. Abaya Amar Bishushe Bisachim Bishvatsri Lomasachin. Abaya says, fine, Shvatsri might not be Ma'achal Adam, so regarding that, you would be able to use it, but there's another problem with Shvatsri, and that's why you cannot use it. My time, Kivan Desari Rechayu, Shavak Luhuvanafik. Because they give off a bad odor, so therefore the worry is that you might go and leave the Sukkah because it doesn't smell good. So that is why you're not allowed to use Shvatsri, these shades of, if you remember, a couple years back, the Gemara and Shabbos, Daf Chaf Dalet, which says they're not allowed to use a foul-smelling fuel for Neir Shabbos. Shema, you might go in v'yetzei, and therefore you won't be able to be nehene and sit by your candles on Friday night. So it's almost an exact lashon. Shavak lu v'nafik, you might go out, and therefore you have to be careful that doesn't happen. Is this a din l'chanchila, or is this a din d'rabbanan? That you're not allowed to use these or din b'dieved, or is it a daraisa, is it a rabbanan? L'chor, it seems like a derabbanan, but is it a l'chachil or b'dieved? So the Meiri's lashon, again the Meiri here said, calls it a diras srucha, as we had last week. A diras srucha, which we had if you have it too short of a sukkah, which Rovi showed him learned diras srucha as ma'akev b'dieved, even though the Rambam said it's only l'chachilah. Here it's a little switched. Here the Rush and others say that it's only a din l'chachila. Din l'chachila, you're not supposed to sit in the sukkah, and if it happens, so then you're still yotzei. And this is at the Shulchan Aruch Paskins. V'chein, in Tavrei Shchavtas Yudalit, yesh dvarim, she'asru chachamim l'sakech b'hem l'chachila. There are some items that you're not allowed to use for schach l'chachila, even though it fits all the other requirements of schach. But you're not allowed to use them. V'hein mine asavim, she'enem ruyim l'chila, ve'enem akam tumah, v'recham ra. Oh, we'll get to another one in a minute. The chayshin is maybe talk shereichan ra, right? You might go out of the sukkah. That is the shoot of the Rush quoted by the Shulchan Aruch. The Ritva here seems to say, and also the Rabban, that this is a psul b'dieved. That no, it's a psul b'dieved. You're not allowed to sit in such a sukkah, and therefore, what it's a lack of teishvu kein taduru even b'dieved. What does b'dieved mean, though? Okay, so b'dieved, according to both sheets, it's l'chadchil, you're not supposed to, b'dieved, it's okay according to some. What does b'dieved mean? So it says the Magen Avraham in that simin, b'dieved means if you already built your sukkah. If you already built your sukkah with these items, okay, that's already b'dieved. So you might understand that's b'dieved. B'dieved means if you already sat in the sukkah and ate your kazayas. You have to go and you're allowed to build a sukkah on Yatta, but you have to go to your friend's sukkah. We do not paskin like Rebbe Lazar, who we're going to have later on, that you have to have your own sukkah. We paskin that sukkah she'ula is okay. unlike lulav on the first day. We don't passim like that day. So do you have to go and get to your friend's sukkah? Says the Magen Avraham, no, it's already a bidyeved situation after you built your sukkah, and therefore you can use your sukkah lechatchila, because that's already a bidyeved case. Bikur Yaakov or Yaakov Ellinger and Hilchas Sukkah says no, until you eat in the sukkah it's lechatchila, and therefore you'd have to go find your friend's sukkah in order to use it if you have this situation where the sukkah, maybe the pine cone, maybe you didn't even realize it when you put it up there, but maybe once you go in the sukkah you realize the pine cones are giving off an odor. You know, sometimes after it rains, you know, it smells very strongly. So either way, that is a discussion here, whether this is a din l'chachila or a din bidi eved. There is an interesting discussion. 2 points. Actually, we'll do one of them now. And that is, what's going on here? Let's take a step back and think. You're not allowed to use these, you're not allowed to set up your sukkah in this way that you have these items that do not smell good. Why? Because we're worried that maybe it's not going to smell good and you're going to leave your sukkah. Anybody have any questions with that? Any issues with that? You already yotze if you were there, meikar adin. Okay, we pass on that you should eat something, but even just walking in, meikar adin. Oh, so it sounds like you're going to go in, but you're going to want to leave at that point because it's going to be uncomfortable. So then you'll be pater. It's tzar, pater min ha-sukkah. If the sukkah is not there's something wrong with it. Okay, if it's not roi klal, if you build your sukkah in a way where you're forced to be mitzayer, that was a discussion we had at the Chacham Svi. If you build it in a dangerous neighborhood, you're not going to be able to live it. So ain't a roi lo gur shama. But this isn't ain't a roi. It's roi, but it's uncomfortable. So then you'll be mitzayer. So what's the problem? What's the problem? So then you'll have a p'tur. So it sounds like from the Gemara that you have to make sure that you don't create a situation where you'll have to rely on the p'tur of mitzayir. Right? That's what you should, that's the gzeirah d'rabbanan. You're not allowed to use these because you're not allowed to create a situation where you won't be able to fulfill a mitzvah. That's what the Gemara seems to say. There is a similar discussion, not exactly the same, a similar discussion in Yonah the Yoma, so we'll talk about it now. In the poskim about how far do you have to go to put yourself into a position to do a mitzvah. Our Gemara is about how far do you have to make sure that you're not in a position that you'll be putter from the mitzvah. So an opposite case is how far do you have to go to make sure that you're in a position to do the mitzvah. For example, says Rav Sternbach, and Moadim Uzmanim and Simon Gimel, L'chora Dover Pashat. Let's say you're in a place where you don't know how to blow shofar. You don't have a shofar. I don't have a chauffeur. So how far, how many, do you say ones? I'm ones, I don't have a chauffeur. I don't have a Baal Tokeya here. How far do you go to say, no, you have to go get a chauffeur. Says Rav Sternbach, L'chor davar pashut, dim emo mishi yiska avuro, bi'ir shagarba, lo nifta, you don't say your pater, mi mitzvah tzkiyas, let's say that, rak b'chuyiv minat Torah, lakar di rasa lira cheres, k'di l'kayim hai mitzvah zasei. He says, you have to go, he says. And if the davar pele, what the Nishmas Adam says, what does Nishmas Adam say? He quotes a Gemara. He says, if you're in a place where you don't have to go lift somebody else in order to do the mitzvah sukkah, what's the raya? So there's an off-quoting Gemara for other reasons in the end of Misachas Rosh Hashanah that he quotes. Let's say you have two choices. You have one city that has a Baal Shachris, and you have one city that has a shofar. One city that has a minion, one city that's going to be davening on Rosh Hashanah, and one city that has a shofar. So what do you do? Where do you go? Do you go to the shofar city or do you go to the davening city? So we're not into what's going to take shorter. That's not the diyun here. About the issue is alpi chiyuv. What's the better? What? So shofar. So Gemara says shofar's daraisa. Right? Shofar. Well, let's read it. So Gemara says you go to the place with a shofar. Why zed daraisa zed rabban? Fine. So just one ha'ara in brackets. They quote this as a question on Rashi because Rashi says the malchus achronos and shofar's daraisa. Right, Rashi in Parshas Emor quotes that it says daraisa. So they say, what do you mean tefillah d'rabbanan here? It says shofar is daraisa, tefillah is d'rabbanan. How could you say it's actually is daraisa? So Rav Soloveitchik said, this is just in brackets, that maybe Rashi only says daraisa when it's done in conjunction with shofar. That's when he machlis achronos and shofros with the tefillah of shofar. So that's daraisa. But stop, if you don't have the shofar, then it goes back to regular tefillah d'rabbanan. And that was his chiddush, had to read the Gemara. But anyway, what does the Gemara say? You have this hechi timsi of a city that has a shofar, a city that doesn't have a shofar. So what do you mean they don't have a shofar? Tell them to go to the city with a shofar. What are they doing home? Says the Nishmas Adam, it must be ain't sarach. You're not chayiv to go to the city. You're in a place where you have a p'tur. Okay, you can rely on the p'tur. Not a problem. That's the Nishmas Adam's raya. He said, "Akolcha b'chriach mizeh she'ein chiv akar diri de'lachayim mitzvah daraisa." Says of Sternbach, I don't like that raya. No, you know what the cases must be talking about. There's only a case where they can't. It's a makom sakana. It's a makom shmad. That's how other achronim understand it. And he says, how far would you take this? He says, let's say I'm going on a trip. So you know what? I'm going to go on my trip. I'm going to leave my tefillin at home. I can leave my tefillin at home. So then I get to the place. Oi! No tefillin. What can I do? I'm punted from tefillin. I'm ones. What do you? So he says, okay, you're right. You don't have to go so far because there you start off with a chiyuv and then you're pottering yourself. But he says, how far do you take this idea to put yourself into a situation of chiyuv? So he says, and when does the chiyuv start? Tefillin for tomorrow morning. My chiyuv didn't start the night before. So maybe I can. Right, so how can you say you're ready mechuyev? You're not already mechuyev. So it's somewhat unclear. So Rav Sternbach says, "Va'emes yored darko." He says we're all mushba v'yomim mehar Sinai to make sure that we do mitzvahs. So he says we make sure we do mitzvahs. We got to make sure that we're in places to do mitzvahs. So you kabel kibel asma mehar Sinai all mitzvos of yisparach. V'lchein kam kodem asmam. You have to make sure you're in places where you're mechuyev in the mitzvah. Don't bring me any rise. And therefore, even by shofar, you have to make sure you're in the situation of being mechuyev in the mitzvah of shofar. That's one discussion that Rav Sternbach has in Moadim Muzmanim. A similar discussion is found in the Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch discusses Tosfos and Psachim Daf Gimel, right, which I'm sure Rav Menachem quoted last January when I was in Eretz Yisrael, so he did those dafen. Psachim Daf Gimel, Tosfos has a shita about, there seems to be a Tana that wasn't Ola Regel. Seems to be a Tana, there's a story told in Gimel and Psachim. There was a Tana of Rav Yehuda ben Maaseiah, that wasn't Ola Regel. Told us this, why wasn't he Ola Regel? Right, they sent him a message that this non-Jew, gave him the tail, that's the best part. So why wasn't he Ola Regel? Told us this, three answers, each one is Mechudish. Number one, Lo Haya Lo Karka. He didn't have Karka in Eretz Yisrael. You don't have Karka in Eretz Yisrael, you're Potter. Number one. Number two is he was a Zakein. Right, he didn't go. Okay. The third one, he lived in Chutz Laaretz. You live in Chutz Laaretz, you're Potter from Ola Regel. Discussed by all the Achronim. What do you mean, where do you find that Patur? Where do you find that Patur? If you're in Chutz Laaretz, you don't have to go to Eretz Yisrael. Says the Menachas Chinuch, okay, that's one problem, that where do you get that from? You don't have to go to Ola Regel. But what about Karban Pesach? Forget about Aliyah LeRegel. What about Karban Pesach? Do you have the right, discussing the Menachas Chinuch, to say, we know there's a Patur called Derech Rechoka, you're allowed to go to Pesach Sheni, am I allowed to stay home? I'll stay home. And then Pesach morning, I'll wake up, oh, I'm Derech Rechoka. Oh, what can I do? I have to do Pesach Sheni. What, you're allowed to do that? You're allowed to stay in a situation and I'm putter? No, you have to go, says the Menachas Chinuch. So what do you? So that's how he discusses this issue again in that context in Mitzvah Zasei. Hey, by the Mitzvah of Karan Pesach, he discusses that this Tosfos, and he quotes the Tzlach there that he could stay home, but he quotes, I don't understand. The Vadek, Mitzvah Zasei, I call Yisrael, last of the Pesach, Kachol Mitzvah Zasei Shavolam, Umuchuyav Lelech, Mitzvah Haaretz, Lizkari Vasmok, Hilakai, Mitzvah Zasei. If you're there, but you have it okay. Again, how far is Derech Rechoka, L'chachilo, or a B'di'evitz? This is a big discussion in the Akronim related to this idea. Argamar, again, has the similar point that how far do you have to go to make sure that you're not in a situation where you will have to leave. You might say this case is different. Our case of Sukkah, because Sukkah has Teshuke and Taduru. So your Sukkah, by definition, has to be a comfortable, nice place. So if you create this situation, then maybe it's like a Hafkaz Shem Sukkah. You're not going to, that's how you could say it's a Psul B'di'evit. Again, so we might say Sukkah is unique, but this is the case. So again, you're not allowed to use something foul-smelling for your schach, says Abaya. Amar Rav Chana Bar Abba, Hani, Hizmi V'higi. It's another case, Hizmi V'higi, Misachin Behu. Rav Chana Bar Abba says these types of bushes, Hizmi V'higi, you're allowed to use for schach. Abaya Amar Behizmi Misachachinon, V'higi Lo Misachachinon. You're not allowed to use Higi, my time, why can't you use these bushes? Kiva, Dinash, Ritar, Fayhu, Shavik, Loha, V'nafik. Because they shed, their branches and leaves are constantly falling down. And therefore, again, we're worried that you're going to be sitting there enjoying your sudas sukkis, and you're going to be getting branches and leaves in your soup, and you're going to say, forget it, I'm leaving. No, this is not enjoyable. So again, another reason, another case, not just foul-smelling, but also any situation which might be problematic for you, then you're allowed to leave. The Ritvan notes that there's a difference between these two chashashos. The foul-smelling issue and the falling issue. And that is, what about, can you use it for walls? Can you use these materials for your walls? For your tfanus? So says the Ritva, if it's the issue of foul-smelling, you can't use them for the walls either. Because just like, you know what, it doesn't matter what smells bad. It doesn't matter if your walls smell bad or your schach smell bad. You're going to leave. But if it's the issue of stuff falling down, so you can use it for the walls, it's going to fall on the side. You know, it's not gonna fall into your food. So therefore, says the Ritva, that's a difference, the nafkamina, between the two cases. That's the Ritva and the Ran. The Ritva here says, "V'kivan d'mahai taima hu yesh lifsal afilu tfanos." By the case of Sari Rechayu, "D'avahanami shavak luvanafik aval behigi lo paslinan el lischach." Ask the Rachlaner, why doesn't anybody make this point? Lahalacha. Sounds logical. Sounds logical that it's the chiluk between the tfan, even by these foul smelling, none of the posts can mention that you can't use these foul smelling substances for your walls. Why don't the poskim mention it? Why isn't it in the Rosh or the Riff of the Shulchan Aruch? Ask the Yerachaner. Lafiza kasha lama lo kamer rak lo mesachachin. It just says you can't use it for schach. But lo easy poskim shehiviu divrei Aran va'aritva. So he suggests maybe lachen yirel ani esdaiti that even if the walls are foul smelling, it's okay. You don't have to worry about it because there's always a way to prevent it. There's always a way to help your situation. Why? To the inyan aschach yeshchash to shavik v'nafik to bezel yo lo yachol l'sakein im sari rechayu. There's no way to fix it. Your schach smell bad. What can you do? There's nothing to do. Avol betfanos isari rechayu lo shavik rak yaset tfanos l'fneiem lahosiat tfanos mishvatz richos l'sukkah. You'll build an inner wall. You'll build another layer of wall that you could do in the sukkah. You can't build another layer of schach. That's your schach. But he says you can build another layer of wall to keep out the smell. Lachay, maybe that's why the poskim don't mention it. So again, a practical reason why the case wouldn't come up. But either way, the Ritva and the Ran say, at least in Lamdus, that's a difference between defanos and schach. Okay, now we're going to move. Amar Rav Gidol Marav, hi Afkusa de Dikla, Misachachin Behu, Afakav da Agidi. Afkusa de Dikla, Rashi explains, is a from a palm tree. At the bottom of a palm tree, there are shoots that shoot out. So if you cut this root of the palm tree near the root, you could have, it looks like four separate branches of shoots, but it's really connected at the bottom. It's really one connection. So could you use that for schach? You have this, it looks like separate, but it's really one. So hi afkusa de dikla mezachin behu. Yeah, you could use it. Avagav da'agidi, even though it looks like a bundle. Remember we had yesterday, you're not allowed to use either da'arais or da'rabanan, you're not allowed to use chavilim. Oh, by the way, somebody asked me yesterday about the sukkah mats in terms of a chavila, so we'll discuss it later on when we get to daf chav aleph, or so chavav, where the Gemara talks about machzelas. Machzelas shalkanim on it talks about mats for schach, so we'll talk about it. We'll talk about it later on. So there's a tshuva of Rav Yashiv I saw last night. So on the Yud Tesla base, Bli Nether, we'll talk about the sukkah mats. But I didn't see anybody who talks about a problem being in terms of what Stewie brought up yesterday in terms of chavila. But anyway, so it says here, if you have this afkusa de dikla, so you're allowed to use it for schach, even though it's ugud. Why? Eged bidei shemayim lo shmei eged. Because it's heavenly connected. You didn't make this bundle. It's only a bundle because Hashem made it grow like this. It's connected at the bottom. That's not called a bundle. And therefore, Eged B'dei Shemayim, Lav Shmei Eged, and therefore, it's allowed to be used. Afal Gav Da Hadar Agid Lahu, even though, you know, let's say you have these branches sticking out in all different directions. So you're going to bind them down in order to go in one direction. You don't want one sticking up and one sticking down into your sukkah. So you're going to bind and rope down maybe these branches that are all coming out of the same bottom, but you're going to rope them down. All right, so is that a bundle now? Says the Gemara, no. Even if you're a Hadar Agilu, Igid Bechad Lo Shmei Eged. It's all one thing. So if you bundle up one thing, that's not called a bundle. So if it's one thing, if it's B'nei Shemayim, so then that is not called an Eged. So you're allowed to use it for schach. Amar of Chizam Ravina Bar Shila, Hani Dukri Dekani, Mesachin Behu, Afagav Da Agidi Ninhu. Dukri Dekani is the same thing as the previous case, or just a different kind of tree. It's by reeds and not by palms. Even though they're all look like a bundle, it's heavenly prepared, so it's not a problem. And again, even if you retie them, they're so that they're all going in the same direction, still it's not called an eged, and therefore you're allowed to use it for schach. Similar brisa, konim vidukranim mesachin bahem. You're allowed to use reeds and dukranim, another kind of reeds. So konim shita, why wouldn't you be able to use reeds? Ask the Gemara. Of course you could use reeds. So we say no, ema konim shel dukranim mesachin bahem. That's the raya. It's the reeds of the dukranim that all come out of the root, all these shoots that come out of one thing, one spot, and therefore those are able to be used. Period. The Amar of Chizda Amar Avina Bar Shila Hani Merarisa Da Agma Adam Yosi Baheni De Chavasa BePesach. So we had a statement from Rav Chizda Amar Avina Bar Shila. So we have another statement related to him that has to do with Pesach. Okay, Pesach and Sukkot are not so far off. I didn't mention yesterday there's a Ramban in Parshas Emor that says another reason why Sukkot is pushed off to Tishrei. Why? Right. We had one answer of the tour, which said that you wanted Nikar, that you don't going out L'Shem Mitzvah. Right. We had one answer of L'Shem the Gra, that if you do the math, if you say the Anani HaKavod, which is his assumption, the Anani HaKavod were lost by the Egel. So if you do the math, they came back on the first day of Sukkot, after the Mishkan, after Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai for the third time on Yom Kippur. So that's the second reason. So a third reason the Ramban says, maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu just wants to give us a Yontif every 6 months. So we have two poles, 6 months apart from each other, Tishrei, the 15th of Tishrei, the 15th of Nisan. Every 6 months, he wants us to have a week of a Moed. So the Ramban said, those are the two poles of the year. We have Pesach, we have Sukkot, so we always go 6 months to always have a Yantif. So it's a little bit in Yanni de Yoma. So says the Gemara, this maror of Agma that grows in the swamps, maror de Agma, you're allowed to use that maror for maror on Pesach, to fulfill your mitzvah of maror on Pesach. Meisve, is that really true? Meisve with a hay. Unusual. Meisve, ezov velo, ezov yavan. The Gemara, the Mishnah says in Nega'im, Mishnah in Nega'im, that the Torah says that in order to, when you sprinkle, to make the mitzorah tahar, so you have to dip in an ezov, a hyssop, into a bundle, a gudas ezov. So what type of ezov are you allowed to use? So says the Mishnah, only an ezov that's just an ezov. Ezov lo ezov yavod. You can't use a Greek ezov, because the Torah says ezov, not Greek ezov. Below ezov kukhli, below ezov midbari, not a desert ezov. Below ezov romi, below ezov sheish lo shem levai. You're not allowed to use an ezov that has any accompanying name. You have to use just what's called an ezov. So ask the Gemara, so why by maror, the Torah says, al matzos umarorim yochluhu, right, you have to eat it with maror, so maror, so how can you use maror da'agma? Isn't that a shame levai? Isn't that an accompanying name? You should have to use stam maror, right, not maror da'agma. By the way, what is maror da'agma? Rashi says it's a type of lettuce, chasa. Rashi says, chazeris shel agam, and Tosa says, Ve'in Mashmakein. Tosa says a different type of maror. Again, although we have the five types of maror listed in the Mishnah and Misachas Pesachim, what exactly are they? Are Chazeres and Chasa and all those are listed there. So says the Gemara, you shouldn't be able to use maror to agma because it has a shame levai. So Amar Rabbi, Kol Shenish Tana Shmo Kol Demat and Torah. If there were different varieties when the Torah was given, and the Torah went out of its way and said, just this one, stam, ubaza torvik pita alaiha. So then biyadua sheish lo shem levai. So then you know that anything that has an accompanying name is not allowed to be used, because the Torah went out of its way. All these azovs existed then. So then, when the Torah just says, azov, it's excluding all of those azovs. But vahani, but by these marors, lo nishtana shmayu kodemat in Torah klal. But by the marors, their names weren't separated. There wasn't a variety b'shas matan Torah, and therefore you can't say the Torah was excluding them, because there weren't this marad agwa and marad this marad that of b'shas matan Torah. How does the Gemara know that? I'm not sure how the Gemara knows that all the azovs, they were already varietied in their species and already in the world, they were called separately, but the maras were not. I'm not exactly sure why that would be, but that's what the Gemara assumes. But by these maras, it wasn't called marad agwa b'shas matan Torah. It was just marar. So therefore, the Torah would not be excluding it. Yeah. So you say, well, b'shas matan Torah, the Torah already was commanding the mitzvah mar, right? It has to do with the issue of sometimes the Torah kadam matan, right? The Torah preceded the world, and the Torah was already commanded maror and Pesach, right, on the night of the 15th, right? So that's the Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi says in Parshas Bo that he starts right in the context of the Dalet Banim. He says the reason that we eat maror and matzah is not because of the story of Pesach. The story of Pesach came about because there's a mitzvah of matzah and maror. Like he says, "Taka baraisu bara almas." He gives examples. He says that's the pshat in how we answer the ben arusha. He looks at it in the psukim. But he says the mitzvah of maror was there always. It's just so, but the Gemara sees b'chali between the mitzias. You know, the people, it was not called that.
With the ezov, I mean, if we have a specific reason why we have to use an ezov for these various things of use for,
right?
With maror, we want to conjure up the.
So by maror, we want to conjure it up. So
the feeling of bitterness. So what's the difference whether it's a bitter or wrong?
So it's all about the tachlis. By ezov, it's about this. You have to use a specific one. So the Torah would single one out. But by maror, because it's the tachlis. But again, it doesn't say that. Maror says not. The Torah says it's because they weren't nishtana shmayu. But you're right. Yeah. Sorry. So marorim, but still plural. But there's another pasuk, right? It's not just al matzim marorim yochlu. There's another pasuk. But again, I don't think it's that focusing on the fact that it's in plural lashon. Yeah.
But the ezov has ezov yavan, ezov.
All these types of ezovs.
Was there Rome and Greece?
Right. So some mafarshim point that out also. Was there ezov yavan in Rome, and was it? So again, you might ask that. But again, okay. So this is what the Gemara says. And Tzorachiyin will have to think more about it. Rava Amar, Rava has a different answer. Hana miririsa stamash mayu. Right, really, mar da'agma is maror stam. It doesn't have a shem levai. It doesn't have an accompanying name. By the karei lo marisa da'agma mishim de mishtakach ba'agma. It's just found there. It doesn't mean that it's really, that's part of its name. Let's see, I have Idaho potatoes. Potatoes. Idaho potatoes. Okay, so Idaho potatoes. But it's really potatoes. That's a real name. Okay, most of the time, so other potatoes from elsewhere, but that's not such a special. It's not part of the mahus of the name. Potato, that's the ikar when you see a potato. Amar Rav Chisda. Okay, next point. Amar Rav Chisda, getting back to what's a bundle and what's not a bundle. So Rav Chisda says, Igeid b'chad lo shmei eged. If you bundle up, so we said before, heavenly bundles are not called bundles. Okay, we're back to human bundles. If you bind up one thing, it's not called a bundle. Shalosh shmei eged. If you bind up three things together, that is an eged. Shnayim machlokas Rabbi Yosef Rabbanan. Two is the machlokas. If you bundle up two, is that called a bundle or not? Well, the Indian, the psul of using it for schach. So on our before we see the machlokas, Tosfos here, it's a kasha from Pirkei Avos. How many times do you see that? Tosfos has a kasha from Pirkei Avos. Tosfos said, if you look in Pirkei Avos, it sounds like a bundle is five. Because of the Mishnah that says, how many people together learning Torah, the Shechina Shoreh, even 10, and even 5, and even 3, and even 1. So what's the pasuk by 5? Even 5 people that learn Torah, the Shechina Shoreh. So the pasuk that's quoted, Va'agudasa al Eretz Yisada. So you see, an agud is 5, says Tosfos. Right, Tosfos says maybe there's a different girsa, but at the end of Tosfos he says, last three lines, V'shema da'afagav de'ba'alma chashiva agudah b'shlosha, ha'ikarav da'bogadah la'yarzi zodol mitukam elu b'chamisha. He said maybe in general bundle is 3, but for Talmud Torah, hashraz ha'shchina, the bundle is 5. I'm sure there's a lot of drushes could be given about that. Why is it that for hashraz ha'shchina you need more Jews, you need half a minion, you need more Jews together. Okay, so that's something to think about over Shabbos. So, but getting back to the Gemara says,
Because of the yard,
right? It's based on the pasuk, but you step away from the pasuk from the Tosfos. Tosfos are saying that for Hashras Hashchina you need 5. So says the Gemara though that 2 is a machlokas of Yosef and the Rabbanan. The Tana, as the Mishnah says, mitzvah zeh shlosha klachim uvehen shlosha give olin. The Tana Kama says for an 8 for the ezov mitzvah you have to use 3 stalks, and on each of the stalks there has to be a kernel, there has to be a givol. Rabbi Yosi Omer, mitzvah is of shlosha givolin, you have to use shlosha givolin to start, but shiyarav shnayim. But let's say as you're using them, some of them fall off, so as long as you have 2 left over afterwards. Vigardumav, and if they get broken, how much has to be really left at the bottom? Kalshu, just a tiny little bit. So Tana Kama says, 3 and 3, meaning 1 on each, and Rabbi Yosi seems to say that, you know, over time, during the process, you know, 2 left over is okay. So Gemara says, Kalsaka, I think the Sharf Shianayim, since Rabbi Yosi says that Biti Eved, once it falls off, you could have 2, Tchilasonami Shnayim, so it must be that he says you could really start off with 2 also. V'haidakani Shlosh L'mitzvah, and the only reason he says to start off with 3 is L'chadchila. And that's what Rabbi Yosi says, really 2 is enough to be called an Agudas Ezov. Only Rabbi Yosi Shlosh L'mitzvah, L'rabbanan Shlosh L'ake. And if Rabbi Yosi says that Kula, so it must be the Rabbanan, hold L'chumra, because the Rabbanan say 3, they don't mention anything left over. So maybe it's a machlokas between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yosi about whether 2 is an aguda or not. Says the Gemara, no. V'hatanya, we have a brisa that says the opposite. Rabbi Yosi Omer, Ezov, Shet, Chilaso, Shnayim, V'shiyarav, Echad, Pasol. Rabbi Yosi says if you start off with 2 and you end up with 1, it's a problem. Ve'ino kasher achi yehei, Chilaso, Shlosha, V'shiyarav, Shnayim. You have to start off with 3, says Rabbi Yosi. So Rabbi Yosi does not say that the Eved can start off with 2. So the Gemara says, okay, you're right. It is a machlokas Rabbi Yosi and the Rabbanan, but in the opposite direction. Eifach, switch it. Rabbi Yosi, Shlosha, La'akev. According to the Rabbi Yosi, you must start off with 3. Even though 2 is okay as shirayim, but you have to start off with a real eged. The rabbanan shlosh lemitzvah. The rabbanan are the ones that are mako. That's a shlosh lemitzvah. The hatanya, after all, the brisa says this hatanya is bini chusa, is a raya. Ezav shetchilaso shayim shiarav echad kasher. Starting off with 2 and ending off with 1 is okay. Veino pasal hashiit chilaso v'shiarav echad. The only problem is if you only have 1 throughout. This is the sheet of the rabbanan. Shiarav echad pasal. The Gemara just clarifies how do you read these last lines. Shiarav echad pasal. If you have 1 left over, it's a problem. Hamer shiarav echad kosher. We just said 1 is okay. The Gemara says no. I mean you can't start off with 1. Ela ema achide chilaso shiarav echad. You have to start off. It's possible if you start off with what you're allowed to end with. 1. You have to start off with 2. If you start off with 2, then having 1 left over at the end is okay. There's a kasha of the Gilyan HaShas here. We're not going to do it now, but he quotes that everything is, if you look at the sources in the Mishnais there, everything's okay with the Eved, even if you have 0 left over. So he doesn't know how there's any rayas here brought. It seems from those Gemaras that it's all okay with the Eved, and he says, Sarach Ian, why you could bring any rayas. There are answers, but that's from Kibbe Eger's kasha. Okay, Darish Mareimar, you give him away the second line. Darsh Meremer, Haini Isu Raisa de Sura, Misachachin Behu. These bundles of Sura, you're allowed to use them for Schach. What are these bundles of Sura? So Rashi explains that when people, merchants, used to sell bundles. They used to put them in just to be able to sell them. They used to bundle them up and sell them. But Rashi says when people got home, they used to immediately untie them because they just brought them home. It's like you bring something home from a store. You have it in rope, and then when you get home, you untie it. So that's these bundles of Sura. So you're allowed to use them. Even though they're tied up, why? They weren't tied up to be a bundle. They were made just to be sold. Like you sell a dozen eggs, you sell a bundle of this, just to be sold. But Rashi says, look at the first skinny line. Va'ein bahem gezeiras otzer. They're not included in the gezeiras otzer like we had yesterday at Chol Yemos Hashana. The reason you're not allowed to use a bundle because you might come to be soche because it's a bundle. It's not called a bundle. Why? You don't leave it like that. And the next Rashi says, because you always untie it right away. So it seems like from Rashi that the reason this is okay is because you always untie it, and therefore it's similar to a Hilchas Shabbos type of halacha. It's a kesher sheino shel kayama. It's not permanent. You're going to take it apart when you get home, and therefore it's not considered to be a problem. The Rambam, when he quotes this halacha, and Rav Soloveitchik in his Sefer points this out, the Rambam seems to say it's not totally on a kavanas agavra. It's just a totally on the chefsa shell, this bundle. Where the Rambam writes, Chavilos Ketanos She'ogdu Osan L'minyin, you tie them up for counting, Misachin Bahem, you're allowed to use them, period. Doesn't say that it's chaser in the guy because you're going to untie them. Rambam just says that it has to do with the Kavana L'minyin, because they were made to be a bundle L'minyin, just for selling, but it wasn't made to be a bundle L'shem storing. That's why. It doesn't matter whether you're going to untie them right away or not. It just has to be, that's two ways to learn the Gemara, Rashi or the Rambam. But either way, it was made L'minyin. This also might connect to the schach mat discussion, because those weren't made to be a bundle. Those were made to be schach, as we mentioned yesterday.
You wouldn't say a low plug?
Wouldn't say a low plug in terms of what? Low plug in the Issa Durabanan. We're talking about a Xera Durabanan. So sometimes you say low plugs like Xera Durabanan, but this is even sometimes you say low plug, that even if the reason doesn't apply anymore, we can't change it. But this is low plug even in the original. In the original point, this was not Nechlal, right? This was never Nechlal in the Xera Durabanan of Xeras Otzer. Amar Abba, Hani Srifi de Urvani. Srifi de Urvani, Rashi describes, it's a bunch of branches that you put together, but they stick out at the bottom. So they're tied all together on top, very closely together. And on the bottom, they're also tied, but it's much wider, it's much fatter. So that is good picture, right? So you have it's tied together tightly on top and tied again at the bottom. So you're allowed to use those. So Hani Srifi de Urvani, keep it to Hutra, Rashi, Madan Shalahem, as long as you untied where it's tight, where it's closed up, you untied that one side, Sharon, it's not called a bundle anymore, and you're allowed to use them. But it's tied on both sides. The top one is tied and the bottom. So how can you just say if you untie the top one, it's not called a bundle already? The bottom one's also tied. So Amar Papa to Shari Lu. No, you untie them. You untie the bottom one also. So what's the Chiddush then? So Rashi explains. You untie them, but you didn't unthread the rope. The rope is still intertwined in the branches. So therefore, that's the chiddush, that even though they're kind of still connected because they are intertwined, but still, because it's not tied, it's okay. Rav Huna Brei de Vishua, a different answer. Even if you didn't untie the bottom one, call Egechina Osui. Let's talk to Loloshmi Egechina. No, but the point is, though, if these bundles are not tied on both sides, let's say you untied one side, if you pick it up, the whole thing's going to fall apart. The bundle is going to fall apart, says, right, that's not called a bundle. Even if it's tied a little bit on one side, if it's not transportable, when you pick it up, and it's going to, the whole thing is going to fall apart, that's not called tied up in halacha. And therefore, in terms of this gzera, okay, it's going to be called, in terms of Hilchas Shabbos kshira, it might be called a kshira. But in terms of being a bundle, it's not a bundle if it is not transportable. That's the chiddush of Rav Huna Brei de Yeshua. Period. Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Shmuel, Yerakos She'amru Chachamim Adam Yotzei Behen Yidei Chavasa BePesach. The vegetables that you can use for Pesach, for the mitzvah of Maror, the vegetables that you're allowed to use, Mevi'in Es Hatuma, if those vegetables are on top of an ohel, they bring Tuma. Bring Tuma meaning, as we've discussed, Tumas Ohel is three ways. Either if the mace is on top of something, or somebody is on top of the mace, or they're both under an Ohel. So if this is the case, they're both under an Ohel. So Mavien is a Tuma. So if this vegetable is on top, maybe it's a Tuma, it's a Chatzitza. It's considered a significant substance on top, as long as it has the right dimensions. And therefore, Mavien as Hatuma. We'll talk about more in a second that issue. Ve'ein chotzes in defei tumah, but it does not prevent tumah from going up. Rashi explains this is a din d'rabbanan. Midaraisa, you should say that this is maybe the tumah, so it should be choses b'vei tumah also. But midarabanan, because you might come to use these vegetables after they're dried out, as we'll talk about in a second, so therefore you're not allowed to use these vegetables, and if there's somebody on top of the roof, the tumah goes straight up, and he's also tumah. Even though midaraisa, he should not be tumah. Ein choses b'vei tumah midarabanan. And third, upos l'mesukah mishem avir. These vegetables on top of your sukkah, you're not allowed to use mishum avir, because you treat them like air. What do you mean like air? So Rashi explains, there are different measurements of different psulim. We've discussed some of them. There's something that we've had called dofen akuma, which means at the side of your sukkah, you're allowed to have dalad amos of pasul schach. Why? Because dofen akuma, you could view that as an extension of your wall. That's four amos. We've discussed lavud, which means when you have air space, you're allowed to have up to three tfachim of air space, and if it's less than that, that's called lavud. There's another principle. Let's say you have pasul schach in the middle of your sukkah, not on the side of your sukkah, so you can't use dofen akuma. So then you're allowed four tfachim. Those are the three measurements. Dalad amos of pasul schach on the side of your sukkah, three tfachim of air space. If you have air in your sukkah, four tfachim of pasul schach in the middle of your sukkah. So says the Gemara. This Gemara says that if you have these vegetables, they're worse than pasul schach, which you're allowed to have four tfachim. They're like air. So the most you're allowed to have is three tfachim. Why? Why do you have to treat them like air? My taima, kiven delichi yavshi parchi venafli kaman delisru dami. Because over sukkahs, these vegetables are going to shrivel, going to get smaller, and they're going to fall down, as if they're not there now. Even though they're physically there now, but you're not allowed to use them, and you treat them like avir, and that is why you're not allowed to use them for sukkahs. There is a big chiddush that Rashi says here, and the Pnei Yeshua discusses it. What is the first halacha? You're allowed to use these vegetables, it's maybe a satuma. Maybe it's a tumah, and it's not chos ben tumah. But vegetables are makabal tumah. Vegetables are makabal tumah. The whole issue of tumas oil, the oil is not makabal tumah, the item that's being used. So Rashi says, lav makabal tumah, the lav machal adam ninu. They're not machal adam. They're not makabal tumah, because they're not machal adam. And therefore, that's why hilchos tumas oil works. They're not Michael Adam? What's the problem? You can use them for maror. Hello, Bori Pri Adama? Not Michael Adam? You're making a bracha. Where's the bracha for maror? You said karpas and the bracha earlier. What do you think? It's not Michael Adam, doesn't need a bracha. That's the Pnei Yeshua. What's Rashi talking about? Forget the Gemara. Forget the bracha. Look at the Torah. Al Matzos Umiro Rim Yochlu Hu. My Sachila. How did Rashi say this? It's not Michael Adam, and therefore it's Makabal Tumma. So how does Rashi say this? Number two, and then he says, he has a third question, that if you eat it before the suda, mevarchem et pri adama, so what must Rashi must mean, says the Pnei Yeshua. The Masha Kasav, the Lab Machal Adam Ninu, Hainu, Shein Derech La'ochlan Be'einayhu Bifnei Atzma. It must be, and this is a chiddush, that you don't eat it usually alone. You eat it with something else. Horseradish. It's a dip. It's still a chiddush, but you temper the chiddush a little bit. Any food that is never eaten by itself, but it's only eaten with something else, that's not considered ochel le'inyin kabbalas tumah. That's the chiddush of Rashi. You can't say that he means it's not Michael Adam, because it's you eat it, then you make a bracha bar pri adama. So you have to say that is what it means. Period. Okay. Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rav Huna. So we're going to have to stop today in mid-conversation, because it goes till the next Mishnah, this conversation. But okay, we'll do as much as we can. Continue tomorrow. Habotzer lagat ein lo yados. Rav Abba Amar Rav Huna says, let's say you're gathering grapes, and the grapes can become tameh. The question is, sometimes you have stems sticking out of the grapes. So for certain halachos, there's something called a yad, an extension, literally a hand. A yadid is a handle. So a yad to the grapes. So are the stems called a yad to the grapes? Are they called part of the grapes? Bottle to the grapes. So says Rav Huna, if you're gathering in order to put in your wine press to make grape juice, to make wine, they're not called yados. Why? Because you don't want them there. You don't want those there. They're gonna ruin the vat. You don't want them there, therefore they're not considered a yad. Rav Nasha Amar Gada Amar Rav Huna, Hakotel Eschach Eino Yados. If you're doing the same kind of thing, let's say you're gathering wheat, and you have the stalks of wheat, and you have the actual wheat kernels on the stalks, it's also not a yad. For the other reason, you're gathering it for schach. You want the stalks. You don't want the wheat on it. You'd rather not be there. But again, the same thing, because you'd rather not have this connection between the two items, the fruit and the stalks, then therefore it's not called a yad. They're both the same principle in both these cases, but in the first case you want the grapes, the food, and the second case you want the stalks. But it's the same principle. You don't want them together, and therefore there's no halach of yad. Madam are katzer kosher kein botzer. The second madam of Menashia surely says the case of botzer. Why? Because nobody wants their stems in their grape juice, in their vant. That for sure is a very bad thing. So if you say, in the case of you're gathering it for schach, that it's not a yad, because you don't want those fruit on your schach. So surely in the other case, mandamar, both ser she'en lo yados, but according to the first mandamar, in the grapes case, maybe he says there, it's not called a yad. You don't view the stem as part of the grapes, fine. Abakoze yesh lo yados, but maybe he would agree that by the schach case, you don't mind so much that the fruit, that the wheat kernel itself is still connected. Why? You'd rather them stay on. It's okay. Why? Kihechid lo livderun. So that it doesn't scatter. What doesn't scatter? You don't want it to scatter. So Rashi says here, because you don't want the fruit to scatter, then you have to have a big mess. You're going to have to clean it up. So you'd rather them stay on the schach, so you don't have to clean up your whole field. So that's Rashi. Tosfos says, what Menachem just said, no, because it weighs down the schach a little bit. So if it helps weigh down the schach a little bit, that's why it helps. Haraya, say some of the Achronim, Haraya, the Yolad Abi Mamad, B'davar Makabal Toma. Right, this is a game. We're going to talk about this later on when we talk about Maimid. But what do you see from here? Tosfos is the favorite. The little Tosfos. Over by Tosfos, your maskel below. Tosfos says that you're allowed to use, according to this line of the Gemara, you're allowed to use schach weighed down by some fruit, which is Mekabel Tumah. So that is the Gemara. So Neima says the Gemara. Neima, the Rav Menashe bar Gadda Tanoihi. Let's say this issue is really a machlokas Tanoim. Titania, what issue? The issue of whether these fruits connected to the stalks, whether that's halachically connected and it's called a yad or not. Titania, because the price says, Sochi te enim, bohen te enim. You have fig branches with figs connected to them. Parchid lunaban anobin. Vines with grapes connected to them. Kashanam hem shibalim. You have wheat stalks with wheat kernels connected. Machbedos, ubehen smarim, and you have dates connected to them. Kulan, in all these cases, you want to use these branches which have some fruit still connected to them. Imsolas barubala oakling kshera. If the stalks are greater than the fruit, interesting. Here, that's your. If we were talking about Boer here, we'd say the psolus is the ochel, and the ochel is the psolus. But we're not talking about Boer now. Now we're talking about objectively. The stuff that you usually throw out, the psolus, the goren and the yakev, as we said yesterday, the virtue of Yosef Nechem Yikorn is sir, the psolus of the goren and the yakev. If that's more ksheir, then that's good, because that's rov. And it's batel b'rov, as Rashi has said a number of times. Vim la psula. But if the fruit are more, then it's batel. You're not allowed to use this for schach. Acher momrim, the second opinion of the Brisa says, no, ashi yukashim ruben ala yados vala ochlin. Not only do you have to have rov psolas to the fruit, you have to have rov psolas to the fruit and the little stems that stick out of the fruit. Rashi says a base yad, a fist's length that connected to the fruit, that's as much as you have to be mevatel against, because those are called yados. So my lab hakamiflagi. So what's this machlokas about in this Brisa? Maybe it's about the marsava yeshlo yados, marsava enlo yados. The machlokas is, are the stems considered, when you're gathering for schach, are the stems considered yados, to the fruit? So says the Gemara, L'Rabbi Abba Bale Tanoi, according to Rabbi Abba, who said earlier, he was the first opinion, that said if you gather to for your wine press, it's not called a yad, so he has to say that this is a machlokas, because he only could hold, like the opinion that says it's not a yad. According to one that says it is a yad, so why would that be, according to him? So he says it is a machlokas tanoim. L'Rav Menashe bar Agada mi lema tanoihi, but maybe according to the second opinion, maybe it's not a machlokas tanoim. Really, if you gather them for schach, you say it ain't lo yados because you're not interested in the fruit. And everybody would hold that way. What's that price is talking about? You're not gathering it for schach. Talking about kagosha kotzan lachila. You originally gathered these branches with fruit on it to eat. And then you change your mind. You can use it for schach. So you originally gathered it for fruit. So when you gathered it originally to eat for fruit, so then they are considered a yad. But now you change your mind. So now the question is, does machshava help? And that's what the Gemara is going to get into. Does a change in machshava, does that help in terms of making this considered a yad or not? This is an important Gemara, though, this principle of you gathered it la'achila, and therefore it's called a yad. This comes up, we discussed this a couple years ago, in the Malacha of Dosh. And the Malacha of Dosh, the Gemara describes in Shabbos, when you have a cluster of dates, of some type of item, a cluster of on the tree, and you separate a fruit from the cluster, that's the Malacha of Dash. That's the Malacha of Dash, of threshing, separating. So I asked the Achronim, so how could you separate a grape off of, you usually get served grapes for dessert, is on the stems, and you take off a grape. Why isn't that Dash? Obviously we know it's not Dash, but why isn't it Dash? It sure looks like the same Malacha that you're doing out in the field in the Shabbos, Tafayin Gimel Mabez, the Gemara describes that. So says the Shari Shabbos, we had at the time of Luria, one of the Slonim or Chassid, unbelievable Sefer on Hilchos Shabbos says the Shari Shabbos that the difference is because by grapes you want the stems to be there. The stems stay there and they're more of a shomer. They're connected. They're connected to the grapes and you keep them there in order to keep the grapes, preserve them more. It's exactly our Gemara. You started off kotzes and lachila. You started off, you ate lachila. Therefore, everybody says that's a yad. Everybody says that's connected. You change your mind. So now the question is, when you change your mind, what do you have to do in order to make them roy for schachrana? Okay, so the Gemara is about to talk about, you know, so how does this machlokas work according to Menashe, but we will stop here. Okay, everybody have a good Shabbos.
We're putting up a wall, we're not necessarily helping.
What?